I always knew that I was supposed to be a boy, like as long as I can remember. And so I just hid it deep inside of me, especially the gender stuff. At 19, I was able to come out as a dyke, and that fit more, but it wasn't quite right. I realized that, oh no, that I am actually trans and trans masculine, non-binary is how I define myself. And when I moved up here, I had a very difficult time finding community. I'm a therapist for queer people, and so I was finding people that way, but that's not the same relationship as friends. And I saw that Maine Transnet was having their annual meeting, and so I was like, oh, let me go to that and see if I can meet people and see if I can find community. And I promised myself, I was like, all right, I know you love working on nonprofits, but I'm not going to volunteer for anything. But I got there and was sitting through the meeting, and I was like, wow, this nonprofit is in a place of transition. And so I ended up putting my name in to the election and was elected to the steering committee, which is like the board of directors. It's been wonderful to be a part of that because of the friendships and the connection that it builds. Sometimes it can become very painful just always being not seen. Just even knowing that organizations exist, being able to engage with people and show up for each other. And so that's more important than anything is to have a community.